On any given day, you'll find kids from across the region having fun with science-related activities at the Pensacola Mess Hall. MESS is an acronym for Mathematics, Engineering, Science, and Stuff. On this day, students from Foley Elementary School have come with their parents on a field trip. Executive Director Megan Pratt, whose voice is a bit scratchy due to allergies, says it's what happens at science centers like hers every day that's the inspiration for presenting the area's first ever Gulf Coast Science Festival.
It's really about engaging communities in science, showing the joy of science discovery, an opportunity to reach people who might not come to a museum or such things because it's not a cultural thing for them, but to just show how much fun science can be.
The local event is made possible in part by support from the Science Festival Alliance and a $10,000 matching grant from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. The grant funding made the Science Festival feasible. Still, Pratt thought long and hard about taking on such an endeavor, given the amount of work required of her small staff.
Our original idea was to just do a field trip day, an expo day, and one other event. We invited a group of other organizations, and they ran with it. They were so excited, and they're, oh, we could do drones. Well, you can't do drones downtown. We'll do them at the 4-H Center. I'd like to show off this. And so they really got this beyond what we had envisioned when we first jumped in.
Much like an arts festival, the Gulf Coast Science Festival is a celebration of the sciences. Mess Hall Marketing Director Tina Inman says locally, there's a huge amount of scientific research to highlight.
Whether it's ecological research, whether it's historic archaeology, or the biomedical stuff that's going on up at UWF, there's a lot of science here in Pensacola, so we hope this will broaden people's horizons on getting to experience it.
So we have a lot of people coming to share everything from robots to boats to solar.
And, says Sarah Beth Gordon, Mess Hall Education Director, there will be lots of hands-on activities.
Not just for kids, but for families, for adults too. No matter what age you are, you're going to find something to do at the Gulf Coast Science Festival.
Gordon says one of the festival's main events is the Expo Day, set for next Saturday, March 17th at Seville Square.
We're going to have IHMC there with some of their submarine and water submersibles. Eglin EOD will be there as well, Northrop Grumman. We're having solar demonstrations. 350 Pensacola will be there. There's so many, I can't even list them all, but it's a way for people to wander around, interact with each one of these booths and tables, do some of the hands-on, talk to the people that do the science in our community so you can learn what goes on around us.
The Gulf Coast Science Festival is structured much like Pensacola's Foo Foo Fest in that it's inclusive of other related events taking place during its 9-day stretch. For example, Nature Night is this Friday evening at the Roy L. Hyatt Environmental Center. The talk by UWF marine archaeologist Greg Cook at this month's Archaeo Cafe will be featured, and IHMC's Science Saturdays program for the month is included. At the Extension Service office in Escambia County, final preparations are underway for one of the Science Festival's anchor events, the Festival of Flight. Carrie Stevenson is a coastal sustainability agent and member of the planning committee.
In the planning phases, we started talking with folks from the National Museum of Naval Aviation. They were saying how much they enjoy demonstrating flight for people in the community, but it's difficult to have model planes or drones down near the Navy base or near the airport.
Stevenson says there was plenty of space at their 4-H livestock facility in Molino, so the Festival of Flight will be held there this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
And we will have demonstrations of drones, of large model airplanes. We'll have folks from Audubon, Florida there to talk about bird flight as well, and people from the Air Museum and the Mess Hall.
Yeah, they fight over who has the remote. but they really enjoy it.
County Extension Director Nick Simmons. He's been teaching 4-H Club members about drones and says he may fly their small unit on Saturday.
And you'll probably have, ones a lot bigger than this and, ones that may have a lot more features and can go faster, some that go slower, some have better cameras. I know a lot of people like to race the drones, and so that'll be something interesting to see.
The Festival of Flight is just one of many activities taking place during the inaugural Gulf Coast Science Festival, and you can find more details at gulfcoastsciencefestival.org. Back at the Pensacola Mess Hall, organizer Megan Pratt says there's already talk about making this an annual event.
The response we've already received to the event has been very positive, and it's a great part of our community that isn't usually highlighted. I think we have science in the spring and art in the fall. It works well.
I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.